This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Kalisha Bennett from Developing Diamonds, bringing to you reminders for whilst you're at home. So this first reminder, inshallah, is called self-care at home. And I want to give you 5 short points to help you take care of yourself whilst you're at home during this challenging lockdown quarantine period. So number one is to move daily. And this means not just, you know, walking from the bedroom to the kitchen to the lounge. I mean, move daily as in, partake in some sort of high intensity aerobic exercise where your heart is pumping and you're short of breath for a minimum of perhaps 20 to 30 minutes a day if you can. Now let's talk about why. Why? It's because if you do this, inshallah, it will reduce anxiety, it will reduce depression and negative mood and negative states of mental well-being. And we know that we're all, not all of us, but you know, many of us will struggle with our mental health and our mood during this difficult time of being, you know, stuck at home. So when we do partake in exercises that are of, you know, medium to high intensity, helps to improve your self-esteem, it helps to improve your cognitive function, and improves your overall state of health and well-being and mood. So many benefits to it. So try to make that effort to move daily. Just go for a walk, do some star jumps and different exercises in your lounge room if you don't want to leave the house. Just make that effort and you will not regret the benefits, inshallah. Number two is eat less, not more. And likely, you know, we're sitting at home, we might be feeling a bit flat, a bit lonely, a bit isolated, and we might turn to food as a sort of emotional comfort or band-aid. But we don't want to do that. We know that in the Islamic tradition, we are people who do not eat excessively or eat unnecessarily or make bad, you know, eating choices on a regular basis. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said in a hadith by Tirmidhi that the son of Adam feels no vessel worse than his stomach. So we don't want to be sitting there filling our stomachs putting a lot of input into our bodies and then not having much output in terms of our energy expenditure. So we want to be a people who eat consciously, who eat to nourish our bodies, we eat to build healthy, strong, believing bodies so that we can better worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through all that we do. Number three is to get dressed and make your bed. And yes, these might seem quite simple or basic for some of you, but it's very easy for us to kind of, you know, as we start to feel maybe a little bit down or a little bit low in energy, to think, well, I'm not going out today, I have nothing to do, I'm just going to stay in my pajamas and, you know, chill out and roll around, you know, on my bed. But rather, you know, if you can, even if you have nothing scheduled that day, get up, get changed, get out of your pajamas, especially for the sisters. Wear something nice that makes you feel beautiful, that makes you feel energized. Have fun with it. Some ladies like to wear makeup and jewelry. Go for it. Don't be, you know, you don't have to wait for an occasion for the next, you know, so, you know, however many months to be able to dress up again. If you want to dress up at home, go for it. And also to make your bed. Such a simple act, but we cannot underestimate the benefits of making our bed first thing in the morning. What it does is that it, you know, there's a Navy SEAL in the US and he ended up writing a book about it, about making your bed in the morning. He said that what it does is it sets you up for your first accomplishment of the day. And what it then does is that you end up wanting to go and accomplish more things throughout that day. Some people might make their bed and then they're like, hang on, I might tidy up my room, or I might go and, check out what's on my bookshelf, or I might go and sort something else out around my home or my space. And it just makes you a more proactive person. And also it's found, research has shown that people who make their bed, they actually sleep better. So that's awesome for anyone who struggles with their sleep. Number four is to read and reflect. As Muslims, we know the first commandment that, you know, came from the Quran, or the first revelation of the Quran, was Iqra, to read. And we should be a people who are attached to the written word. We should be people who read regularly. And I don't mean just read for the fun of reading, to read anything, but to read beneficial things and to reflect upon what it is you're reading. You know, reading is a source of information and input into your mind, your psyche, your heart, and we should really want to consume literature which is going to cause us to reflect and benefit and improve ourselves intellectually, spiritually, morally, in every way possible, inshallah. Number five is get some sunshine and make sure you're having enough water. So when we look at sunshine, please don't underestimate the importance and the benefits of sitting out in the sun. Minimum for 10 to 15 minutes a day is sufficient for you to be able to get adequate doses of vitamin D. And what happens is when natural sunlight hits the skin, it triggers the release of or the production of vitamin D within your body. Vitamin D is crucial for health, and unfortunately, globally, and in particular in the Muslim community, because we're covered up a lot and we don't go out in the sun bare skin very often, we have very low levels of vitamin D. Now, if you have good levels of vitamin D, what it helps is it helps to tackle inflammation, helps to lower your blood pressure, it helps your muscles, it improves brain function, and can also help to protect against different types of cancers. So there's so many benefits to getting doses of vitamin D. It's such an easy thing. You don't have to take no yucky tablets or eat no green vegetables. Just go out and sit in the sun and absorb, be able to produce and absorb vitamin D through that act of sitting in the beautiful sunshine. Also, vitamin D has a huge impact on depression and sleep quality. So again, for those who might be at home struggling with their mental health through the quarantine period or struggling to sleep, getting a bit of sunshine might help to alleviate that, inshallah. Also, hydration. It's advised that women have 2 liters of water a day. Men should have 2.5 liters of water per day. You know, you guys are sitting in the sun now, you're moving, you're doing your high intensity exercise, you're eating less. So fill that tummy with water. It's beautiful, excellent for your cells, for your skin, for your overall health. Make sure you're drinking enough water. Stay away from the fizzy drinks and the sugar filled drinks. You don't need them. Stick to pure, inshallah, filtered water if you can. So that's it for these 5 tips for self-care. And I want you to think about, you know, I've given you these tips, but you need to know why you want to implement these tips. Why is self-care so important to you? Why should you value this beautiful blessing of life, the healthy body that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with? Why should you make efforts to preserve it and look after it? I hope you can answer that question, after you've heard this audio. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best of well-being and allow us to take care of the amanat of our bodies and health. Ameen. If you need, if you have any feedback or requests for some of these topics while you're at home during the quarantine phase, do let me know. You can also go to my website, www.developingdiamonds.com.au. Stay tuned for our reminder video, audio number 2, and we're going to talk about having fun at home. Assalamu alaikum.